A faith that endures. The season of distress and anguish before us will require a faith that can endure weariness, delay, and hunger, a faith that will not faint though severely tried. Jacob's victory is an evidence of the power of importunate prayer. All who will lay hold of God's promises, as he did, will succeed as he succeeded. Wrestling with God, how few know what it is. When waves of despair sweep over the suppliant, how few cling with faith to the promises of God. Those who exercise but little faith now are in the greatest danger of falling under the power of satanic delusions. And even if they endure the test, they will be plunged into deeper distress because they have never made it a habit to trust in God. We should now prove his promises. Often trouble is greater in anticipation than in reality, but this is not true of the crisis before us. The most vivid presentation cannot reach the magnitude of the ordeal. In that time of trial, every soul must stand for himself before God. Now, while our high priest is making the atonement for us, we should seek to become perfect in Christ. Not even by a thought could our Savior be brought to yield to the power of temptation. Satan finds in human heart some point where he can gain a foothold, some sinful desire is cherished, by means of which his temptations assert their power. But Christ declared of himself, "The prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me." Satan could find nothing in the Son of God that would enable him to gain the victory. There was no sin in him that Satan could use to his advantage. This is the condition in which those must be found who shall stand in the time of trouble. It is in this life that we are to separate sin from us, through faith in the atoning blood of Christ. Our precious Savior invites us to join ourselves to him, to unite our weakness to his strength, our unworthiness to his merits. It rests with us to cooperate with heaven in the work of conforming our characters to the divine model. Fearful sights of a supernatural character will soon be revealed in the heavens, in token of the power of miracle-working demons. Spirits of devils will go forth to the kings of the earth and to the whole world, to urge them to unite with Satan in his last struggle against the government of heaven. Persons will arise pretending to be Christ himself. They will perform miracles of healing and profess to have revelations from heaven contradicting the scriptures.